Continuing with Chapter 6 of Auschwitz, A Doctor's Eyewitness Account. I returned to my room and sat down, wanting to collect my thoughts. It wasn't easy. I went back to the beginning. The image of my abandoned home came back to me. I could see the neat little house with its sunny terraces and pleasant rooms, rooms in which I'd spent so many long and trying hours with my patients, but with the satisfaction of knowing I'd given them comfort and strength. The same house in which I'd spent so many hours of happiness with my family. We had already been separated for a week. Where could they be? Lost in this enormous mass. Anonymous, like all those swallowed by this gigantic prison. Had my daughter been able to stay with her mother? Or had they already been separated? What had happened to my aged parents, whose last years I'd tried to make more pleasant? What had become of my beloved younger sister, whom I'd raised practically as my own child after our father had fallen ill? It had been such a pleasure to love and help them. I had no doubt about their fate. They were certainly en route to one of the 40-car trains that would bring them here, to the Jewish ramp of the Auschwitz extermination camp. With one mechanical wave of his hand, Dr. Mengele would direct my parents into the left-hand column. And my sister would also join that column. For even if she were ordered into the right-hand column, she would surely beg, on bended knee, for permission to go with our mother. So they would let her go, and she, with tears in her eyes, would shower them with thanks. And my interjection, is this when the plan first begins to form? Self-esteem begins with a workable plan.